I'm Robert Olin Butler, and I'm a novelist, short story writer, and I teach creative writing at Florida State University. And I was born on January 20th, 1945, in Granite City, Illinois, a steel mill town in the St. Louis area. And I was born actually on the day that Franklin Roosevelt was inaugurated for the last time. Being born on Inauguration Day has felt to me all my life like as if I were born on the 4th of July. It is a reminder on my birthday, and the intensity of it is every 4 years instead of every year. But in some ways, waiting for it makes it even stronger when it happens. But I feel that my celebration of being alive has partly always a celebration of the hopefulness of a new president or a new term for a president in this country. Our family through my childhood was middle class, but we were – everything was very tight. My dad taught high school for a while in the mid-50s and into the then into the late 50s, and then he went over to St. Louis University. But my mom had to work as well in order for us to live in a little subdivision home. She was the executive secretary for the local chief of the steelworkers union. And so it was a working class family in a very working class city, although my dad had a foot over there in the academic world. Having been born on Inauguration Day has been a very interesting and frequent prompt for me to remain intensely engaged with politics, I think. One of my most memorable childhood memories was on my 16th birthday sitting before the television watching John F. Kennedy give his inaugural address. My own childhood was very much filled with the awareness of the Great Depression. I'm now 68, and so I was born in 1945. And so we were only 20 years removed from the Depression, and it took the World War to get us basically out of that. Currently, we lose sight of the proportion of things, and certainly the amount of unemployment that's in the country is intolerable in terms of our best ambitions for ourselves. But my parents died just a few years ago into their early 90s, and their sense of economic hardship was significantly worse than this present condition. My own emotions are that we will get through all of this, and I'm continuing to do my part and buy lots of things in as a reflection of that. We have lost track of what democracy is all about, and certainly this has its effect on the economy as well. Democracy, it seems to me, has to be a system of compromise, of finding a middle ground in which all of the diverse parts of our society and all of its varied intellectual insights can come together and find a middle ground that where we can everyone give up something so that we can live together. I mean, if there's anything that the Constitutional Fathers understood is you get together and you everyone gives something in order to live with those who have a different opinion. The happenstance of my birthday has really influenced my work in some basic ways. My Pulitzer Prize book was called A Good Send from a Strange Mountain. I was I went to Vietnam as a member of the U.S. Army, but they sent me to language school for a year before I went over. I spoke fluent Vietnamese for my first day in country, And ultimately, then my book is really about the Vietnamese diaspora, all the Vietnamese who've came to the United States, and that reassessment of self to become somebody that you were not before in a new land. And it was a way for me to see who we are as Americans.